In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is my big game voice. It is a big game show. We're at the Link in the Pepsi Plaza. Be here until 6, until the Eagles pregame show. Remember, you can listen to the game on your radio, on the Odyssey app as well. And we are your official home for the Philadelphia Eagles. Unfortunately, we are also your official home for the game day forecast from one Tornado Shapiro. Hello, sir.
People are demanding their game day forecast, and the name, you are correct. Tornado Shapiro, music please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Washington, D.C., coming to Philly. You know, I spent a little time down in D.C. at WWWKO Commando. Yeah, we called them the Commanders long before Josh Harris bought the team because that's the way all the weather gals dress like that. You know, it was a freewheeling TV station back then. Anchor gal by the name of Missy, as in Missy Underwear. Hello! You know, they called them the Hogs for a lot of years.
The offensive linemen, yeah, yes, we're aware.
Not the weathermen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hogs were led by offensive guard Russ Grimm and his four sisters, the Grimm sisters. That might be them calling right now. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Get locked in, Tornado.
It's game day.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Taking edible?
It's the four Grimm sisters on the double line here. Can you imagine growing up in that hog house? I met the Hogs once in an after-hours club in Sharon Hill, PA, Delco proper.
Oh, yeah?
Sharon Hill. You know, Sharon had a big sister, too. And I mean big. Busty Hill. Big chick. She had to go about 6'4", 320, all muscle. In all the right places, too. Come on. Nose tackle over there at Cabrini College. They used to send her out there for the coin toss. Heads or tails, she'd take care of it. Back then, we had our own body bag game led by Betty the Body Ventura over at Channel 16. Now, that was the minor league affiliate to Channel 17. Call it the practice squad. Instructional league. Going commando was the first instruction from Coach Zero Mostel and his cousin, Zero Underpants. Speaking of commandos, it's tonight is the return of Sack Hurts. There's a cream for that. And her name is Annie Fungal.
Okay.
I think Annie ran with Ike Reese and B. Mitch and myself for a time in the early 80s.
More about Ike's exploits. Do you have the forecast for tonight?
Oh, man.
Finally, some fall weather. It's going to be a little nipply out there tonight, as we used to say at the old Oakford Inn. 46 degrees at kickoff, 8-mile-an-hour winds out of the south, light but fragrant.
What does that even mean?
5% chance of precip at kickoff. That actually goes down to 2% in the fourth quarter, but you never know. You don't want to be cold and wet out there. Wet is fine all by itself, but cold and wet is no good.
It's not going to rain.
I'm the expert. Don't take a chance. Tonight, a 50-50 shot of rain, son. Bring a slicker along with your thermal underwear, and God help the commandos.
All right. Are you done?
Outro music.
There's
music.
No outro music. He shouldn't even have intro music.
Oh, my God.
How does he go from a 2% chance to a 50-50% chance of rain? Ike, I didn't know that you ran with Annie Fungal.
Man, yeah, I have no idea who Annie Fungal.
Fungal.
Fungal? Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was called up a couple times there.
Yes, yeah. 215-592-9494. John in Mullica Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Go Birds, Foxhole Guy number one, and Paul Six alumni. How am I supposed to follow Conklin? That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. He's tough to follow.
I know, he's bad. Well, listen, I agree with Jack. Jackie Baseball, I think that the Eagles win by running the ball.
Yes.
You got a 28th in the league run defense again in Washington. You know, run the ball. Give it to Saquon all night. 120, two touches. I think that's how the Eagles win. Plus,
yep,
the defense, if the defense is all over the place, which, you know, you got to give Zach Bond credit for the season he's been having. He's been,
yep,
a beast.
He's about to get a new contract.
You know, yeah, well, if that happens.
According to Chris,
he reminds me.
Middletown.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Charles Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Bond, destroyed by Bond, nailed by Bond. He's all over the place. It's awesome. Fantastic.
Good. Everything's good. Anything worry about you tonight? Anything worry about tonight at all?
As long as we can get Jake his field goals and not go for those two-pointers, that's,
yep,
it. That's
as
it.
Long as Nick stays out of the game.
All right. So so if there's a penalty on an extra point and it's on the one-yard line, you don't want to go for two?
Nope.
Everyone, everyone, thank you for the call, John.
Yeah, nope.
Everyone here would rather have 1 point than two.
Well, unless we're losing. That's different. When you're losing, I can understand going for two, trying to be aggressive.
If he does that, if he goes for one rather than two in those situations, and we lose by 2 points at some point because we took one rather than two, I am going to talk about all the points they left out on the field. That's, yeah, what I'm going to do. I'm going to reverse it back on everybody else, all the points they left out on the field. This is a good offense with Washington. You need every point you can get. So if we do get a penalty and we get the ball on the one-yard line, we should go for two. If we have a fourth and four on the Washington 27 or something, we should not kick the field goal.
Yeah, you should.
No,
yeah,
we
should.
No, we should not. We need every point we can get.
Take the point.
Yeah, that's why you take the three.
Instead of taking seven.
Well, you're not. You don't know if you're going to get seven.
Well, you. I would rather take my chances with seven.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. 215. Actually, we have the father of an afternoon show caller, and it's not Big A.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
That's the only father that I know.
No, there's another one. Look, they're coming out of the woodwork. We'll get to him. Now, after we have Tornado on, I start talking like Tornado.
I know, you're
hey,
really
they're, yeah, coming out of the woodwork. I used to run with a girl named Woody.
I'm glad you said girl.
Yes. Look. Sometimes you want a brand new Hyundai, and you're worried, though, because you're worried that your credit's not that great or the car that you're driving now you owe too much on. But that's why Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is the place you got to go, because this holiday season, they have a seat for everyone at the table, making sure everybody eats. John Ashdale, the car czar, has mandated it, so they're going to take care of you. And they have enough cars to do it. They have over 200 brand new 2024s on the lot. They have Santa Fe's. You want a little SUV action, Tucson's SUV. You want the Ioniq. Maybe you want those one of those EVs. You can buy with 0% financing for 60 months. And that car that we're talking about that you're trading in, maybe you're worried that it's a piece of crap and you're not going to get anything in for your trade. Well, Colonial gives more for your trade than anyone else for that piece of crap you got. $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And your brand new Hyundai is going to have Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Don't miss out on the best meal of the year at Colonial Hyundai. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Lou in Sewell is Louie from Nebraska's dad, and he is on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Spike, Fritz, what's happening?
Big Lou. What's up, brother?
Yeah, do you do a Big Lou and Little Lou in your household? How do you separate the Lous?
Well, there's a... We have another name, but I just happened to call in before as Lou, and that's how I stuck with Lou. But I have another name. But
no, it's okay. Yeah. We got you.
Probably not radio appropriate.
Yeah, you can be Lou.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to understand what it was like to raise this guy. So he is a very good golfer, by the way. As a dad, I can say objectively he's a very good golfer.
Well, who's better, him or you? Who's the better golfer?
Oh, he's definitely better than me. All right. He's he shot probably 65, maybe 10 times.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that is sickening.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so good at golf.
Actually, I'm gonna kind of give him a reveal. He'll probably be mad at me, but in 2022, he won the New Jersey Open.
Wow.
So you'll be able to find out who he really is.
Oh, anyway, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like him better as a mystery, honestly.
I know. I blew it. I'm sorry.
Lou,
that's what dads do.
Well, Lou, let me ask you this. Is Louie from Nebraska really Tiger Woods? Just calling in under a pseudonym? Is it?
Well, he certainly is not Earl.
Yes. That's for sure. Yeah. It does not sound like Earl Woods.
No. But I'm a big Birds fan. I'm 34-16.
Oh, so you see a blowout.
Yeah, but I have confidence in the defense. That's the key.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they're going to take a lot of points. They're going to have to go for the field goals. I think one of the keys, we already said, run the ball. Saquon running the ball. And what's going to happen, we're going to get a lot of one-on-one matchups. And I'd like to see Jalen get the ball out of his hands much faster than he has in past games.
Well, your lips to God's ears. I think we would all like to see that. It was interesting to watch the Dallas game with the way that he was in the first half compared to, and then all of a sudden it was that two-minute drill. I think sometimes for quarterbacks, it almost seems like the two-minute drill gets them into a rhythm. I think that's why teams go no huddle sometimes, because it gets the quarterback into a rhythm, which is what I think happened in that final drive of the first half.
So, Spike, if you look at the fact that if we're running play action, and you have linebackers that have to press because of Saquon, why aren't we running more slants? We don't run slants, and I don't see a lot of seam routes, especially when you have one-on-one coverage.
Well,
so I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know this will brand me as a hater, but Jalen tends to not throw those all that much. He even when guys are open in the middle, that's where he tends to miss guys, is when they're over the middle. I don't know why. Hopefully that's something he's been a little bit better with it as the season has gone on. But I agree with you with those that and he's been good when they've done the play action and he throws the ball right away. It mm-hmm. almost seems like he's more accurate when he throws the ball right away because he doesn't have time to think. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Jalen wants the bigger play. I don't know if he's just not quick enough on those reads, whatever it is. But I agree with you.
But we also have receivers that can run away from guys
yep.
on one-on-one coverage.
We do. I mean, we've so got two great receivers.
I think that's one of the keys to the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Lou.
I appreciate it. I'm not trying to be one of your main callers.
Oh, you so. Are
Why
now.
Why not?
Yeah, you are now.
Welcome aboard, pal.
Yeah.
All righty.
Whether you like it or not.
I got more stuff to reveal about Lou from Nebraska, but I'll hold on to it.
Good. One call at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. Keep those nuggets. All right, Lou.
And private courses only.
Yeah. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping now at marks-jewelers.com. This has actually gotten a little closer. Which QB would you rather have for the next 5 years, Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels? We're to 60-40. Mm. 60-40 to Hurts. I was a little surprised that Shiel took Jalen, given how positive Shiel has been on Jaden Daniels so far.
Well, here's the thing, and I don't want to sound as if I don't believe the young man has had a phenomenal season thus far. But I think sometimes we get enamored with the shiny new toy.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, because, you know, C.J. Stroud was an elite quarterback after 1 year and winning 10 games last year. Like, that's where everybody wanted to rush to put him at in the second year. And then it becomes, well, he didn't have this receiver, that receiver. Okay, so he's like most quarterbacks, that he needs talent around him in order to flourish. He's not like a Patrick Mahomes there. It doesn't matter who you have at wide receiver. He's pretty much going to flourish. And so with Jaden Daniels, I think it's going to be interesting to see how does he play from behind.
Sure.
Right? Like it's easy when you're ahead a lot and, you know, you can run the ball and you could sort of – you're dictating the offense and you're staying ahead of the sticks. And because he doesn't throw a ton. He throws for like 210 yards a game, right? And when I see only two interceptions, okay, well, how many passing attempts is he throwing per game, right, to keep the ball out of harm's way? So I only say this to say is that he looks good right now until the league gets a book on him. and figure out what he doesn't do well and forces him into those situations, much like we saw happen with Jalen. Doesn't mean Washington doesn't have a franchise quarterback or you can't win with him. I'm just saying at least Jalen has done it already. Like, right. He's done it. He's proven he could do it already.
215-592-9494. I'm curious what, if you're listening, Jalen or Jaden Daniels for the next 5 years.
And much like Jaden Daniels in college, when he switched to a program that had a ton of talent around him, he flourished.
Right.
He flourished.
And they're doing the same sort of, they're a very run-heavy team, just like the Eagles have been.
Yeah.
You know, I brought up at the beginning of the show, we didn't really talk about it very much, is defensive line and getting push and how they'll handle Jaden Daniels. So one thing I noticed, and it was a blowout, and Cooper Rush stunk, so we didn't talk about it very much. But I noticed a lot that the Eagles were bringing more guys, that they were not getting to the quarterback with that front four.
Yeah.
They were blitzing a lot, which you can do against a quarterback like Cooper Rush that is as – I mean, he was really, really bad, mm-hmm. and you get him nervous. Jaden Daniels does not look nervous a lot and can run the ball. If the Eagles aren't able to get that sort of push from the front four, would you be nervous blitzing with Jaden Daniels, or how do you
– Yeah, I think you always got to be nervous with a guy who's that athletic at the quarterback position. So – sometimes you may give him a five-man front look where you just put as many different color jerseys in front of his face, forcing to hold that ball a little bit. We already know we don't have a premier pass rusher. So we don't have the luxury of saying, you just go up against that guy and you beat that guy and go get the quarterback. So Vic Fangio is going to have to switch it up a little bit. Sometimes he'll bring Zach Bond or N'Kobe Dean with an extra rush. And then there's going to be times where you got to sit back and use a spy.
Yeah.
You know, make Jaden hold the ball, make him throw the ball, and play. Maybe you play a little zone behind it, but you got more eyes on him in case he does take off.
I have been impressed with the defense and with Fangio being able to scheme around the fact that they haven't been able to get that push. And a lot of credit, quite obviously, goes to the secondary, and Quinyon Mitchell, how good he's been. Slay, Cooper, even when Isaiah Rogers has been in there, they've done a great job as well. And those two linebackers that we're talking about have been, you would think they would be more easy to exploit in coverage. And though they haven't been, N'Kobe Dean hasn't been perfect, I think he's been.
Well, no team has taken advantage of it.
Yeah, hasn't taken advantage of it.
Like, no team has tried to exploit it.
Right. Right.
I mean, you tried. The Jags tried to, and they threw a pick to N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, right.
Right? I thought last week, I thought in that game against the Jags also, they tried to get a pass over Zach Bond's head to Evan Engram, and he did a good job in zone coverage and was able to break that pass up. So I'm not saying they are the best cover linebackers, but at least they aren't a liability.
And in
his, I mean, and real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Washington doesn't have running backs and tight ends that are that athletic that's going to really – be able to exploit or expose our linebackers. I love Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz in the twilight of his career. Brian Robinson isn't the most elusive guy out of the backfield. And Austin Ekeler, while he still does have speed, but that's pretty much what he is. He's not a shifty guy.
Yeah, that is the thing that I'm surprised we haven't seen and that we've seen in previous years. It feels like every year for the last 20 years. And one of the reasons is that the Eagles don't really prioritize the linebacker thing is that the tight end going off against us. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's been a tight end that goes off against us every other game for the last, you know, 15 years, and we haven't really seen that happen this year at all.
Gesicki a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, Gesicki caught some balls. Yeah, he did.
Yep.
And it'd be a big fumble late, though. And couldn't get in the end zone, but regardless.
Well, and, you know, thinking about Gesicki, a lot of his catches were, if I remember correctly, were outside the numbers, mm-hmm. too, and they were a lot of Joe Burrow running out of the pocket, mm-hmm. and finding him maybe out past whatever route they were running.
And that's the difficult part about having – now, Joe Burrow doesn't run as well as Jaden Daniels, but Joe Burrow's no slouch either as an athlete at the quarterback position, and that can give you a problem, and the quarterback is extending the play. You got to be disciplined in your coverage. If you're in man coverage, stay on your guy. And when this kid breaks the pocket, Jaden Daniels, man, I don't know how much man coverage I would play against this team.
Yeah, because to be able to keep up with them as he buys himself some time, he'll be in trouble.
And he'll take off.
Right.
So when you're in man coverage, your back is usually to the quarterback because you got to cover your guy. At least when you're in zone, you can get to an area, get squared around, and then now you can see the quarterback and what he's doing.
The Eagles passed their last test against a good offense against Cincinnati. Yeah. This will be debatably the biggest test that they've had. The Green Bay scored. You know, the defense was good early. But as I've said before, this just seems like a much different team now than the Green Bay on both sides of the ball. So it's hard to really think about that game as an example of anything. So I think this game is a real, real test for the defense. I'm excited to see it. You know, the Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts question, we get to ask a former NFL GM next. We'll have Mike Lombardi on. Curious what his answer would be, who he'd rather have for the next 5 years, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts. He will join us next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show, game day edition at the Link right here in Pepsi Plaza with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.